ABC Radio Australia.
This story is all about stories, and more specifically, hearing other people's stories. Stories about climate change and how it's affecting them. And these stories are going to make up part of a legal argument. To put it really simply, that legal argument is that someone should be responsible for the consequences of climate change. If you wanted to find out more about that, you could search for Vanuatu ICJ or International Court of Justice. But back to these stories. This case has been calling for submissions, evidence to present to judges. And those submissions can also be stories. Siwa Virkune is with the Pacific Island Students Fighting Climate Change, and he's been visiting outer islands in Tonga, collecting stories of vulnerable communities for this exact reason.
The role of these testimonies are just to ground a lot of these arguments and evidence in the realities or first-hand experiences. You could have as much scientific evidence, and I speak about this especially from the context of the Global South. You could have so much scientific evidence, but that you'd also have to keep in mind that that can only go as far as painting a picture in the headspace of these judges. And that's what, I guess, these testimonies do. That's what these testimonies provide, is the appropriate amount of context needed just so that you could relate scientific evidence or legal arguments to firsthand experiences. And that's what the testimonies, I think, do best, better than either the scientific evidence or legal arguments. Well, one of the biggest things that's always become like a talking point for us is because we've had some, core values that we've maintained since the early days of the campaign. And a lot of the discussion is around, well, how do you maintain these concepts, especially concepts that are often challenged on the international stage, concepts of intergenerational equity or concepts like human rights. How do you address the climate crisis with human rights? And it's that sort of discussion point that comes up a lot. The general public having difficulty understanding how those two concepts meld. We've always preached about it because it was a genuine belief of this, of the organization and the initiative, that by using human rights in addressing the climate crisis, you are firstly generally bringing people to the core of the solution. And second to that, human rights international law has a wider range of solutions, quote unquote. They have a wider range of solutions rather than climate law, which is a bit more focused and not as far-reaching. And that's always a good discussion point. It's, funnily enough, always brought up by youth and young people. And it goes to show that these are concepts that are shared universally and not necessarily something that, just because it started from the Pacific, it's only it only shows there. But this discussion point being brought up in several regions that we've been in just goes to show that the goal is shared. It's just how we get there that's often different.
Pacific Prepared.